Some 24 years ago this month, a new and very popular TV series debuted called Touched by an Angel. It starred Roma Downey as an angel, as Angel Monica, and Della Reese as Angel Tess. It ran for 9 seasons on CBS. God sent these angels to help to guide people who were facing some deep-seated fear, some problem in their life that seemed to have no solution, or people who often were at a crossroads in their life. I have no doubt that for many viewers, they reaffirmed their belief in a guardian angel, or at least caused them to reflect on such a possibility. They were not alone, and we are never alone. We know from sacred scripture and from church teaching that angels are very real, that they do exist, and that they are present to us always, but most especially in our moments of greatest need. St. Basil, Archbishop of Caesarea, a doctor of the church, and one of its greatest teachers, preachers, and defenders, taught that beside each believer stands an angel as protector and shepherd, leading the believer to life, to eternal life, to eternal happiness. In those moments in our life when fear enters in, we should take comfort in Basil's teaching. Despite what we might feel at the moment, God will never abandon us. And God has sent his angels as a reminder of this truth. Our guardian angels are a connection between God and us, for our angels in heaven always look upon the face of our Heavenly Father. We also are not left to fight alone. In those moments when we struggle, when we feel overcome by life's burdens, we may feel like crying out, "I'm not able to do this." The irony of this is that it may be true. We may not be able to do it ourselves, but we don't have to, because God and his angels are with us. All we need to do is to say our guardian angel prayer, asking for their help. My sisters and brothers, as we celebrate our patronal feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, may we become ever more grateful of God's loving gift to each of us, the gift of our guardian angel, knowing that we are never alone and we never have to fight life's battles alone. God has blessed us with these angels that we may one day rejoice forever in their heavenly company. God has blessed us with our angels that we may always be defended by their protection and guided by their wisdom as we make our journey of faith on this earth. God's love and blessing come to us in many ways. May we be always open to and grateful for these divine gifts, especially that of our guardian angel.